Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
I tell you what, this is an event I always look forward to. Friday edition, we are on the road. We are at the Ted Rhodes Golf Course. It is the 10th annual tee-off with the Tigers, Tennessee State University football. It's the golf tournament. Coach Rod Reed, he'll drop by, I think Greg told me, at about 7:30, so about 25 minutes out. Coach Rod Reed will be with us, and we'll chop it up. We'll talk a little football and hang out. In the meantime, here at the Ted Rhodes Golf Course, you can dial me up, like always, 888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill is King. And if you do want to email the show anytime, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Those are your ways to connect up with the radio show. Weather-wise, today going to be real windy. A chance for some rain, but they'll be able to play golf. I believe Music City Todd's coming out. Charlie was telling me Adam's going to be here. And a lot of folks will be ready to tee off. I think they start at 8, so about 50-plus minutes, 55 minutes from now, they'll tee off right here from the Ted Rhodes Golf Course. And, again, an event that I think we've done the last three or four. I know we've been here a couple of years in a row, and they started it back in about 09. And it's for a good cause, the Tennessee State University football program. So what do you want to get into? What do you want to do? Last night's draft, did you see the 615? All of you, let's say all of you folks who came in for commitments, did you see that? Now, that's the area where you were in back in December when you came in to town for commitments. And let me just shamelessly plug, commitments this year is December 18th. Wednesday, December 18th. So if you're coming into town, you're going to stay at the Omni. You get here on the 17th. We'll have the party up in the suite, the get-together up in the suite, and then, of course, on the 18th, commitments. But that's the area where you were in, downtown Nashville, on Broadway. So a block or two over, and, boy, this town. Yeah, Coach, you want to go now? We could do it now. Or you? They said 7:30. You want to do 7:30? You got? I'm sure you got stuff to do. Either way, we'll do it either way. But no, did you see downtown Nashville, Charlie? You got a mic? You got a way? You may grab you one of these things. You want this one or the other one? All right. Charlie's gonna grab one. Anyways, because he's gonna know this better than me. Boom, he's gonna know this a lot better than me. The crowd last night. And I was watching on TV. I wasn't there. My daughter went down there, which I warned her against doing, but she went down there. How would that compare to when the Predators are in the playoffs and making a deep run?
The only comparison you can make is the Stanley Cup Final. The playoffs, there's nothing like that. There's more comparison, CMA Fest, 4th of July, New Year's Eve. Those are the comparable events. Now, Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final saw almost 100,000 people out there on Broadway and different events, but last night was over 200,000 people, and again, that's only comparable to pretty much what we've accomplished on 4th of July downtown, different New Year's Eve, some free concerts over the years, and with Tim McGraw performing live tonight, some other rumors about some other big music acts at the end of rounds 2 and 3, and it being a free concert in Nashville. It's supposed to be a beautiful weather night, nice and cool, but dry. I would imagine we're going to see just as many people downtown tonight. And let's not forget, last night was a Thursday night. Tonight's a Friday night in Nashville. And now that we've seen the success of it and we've seen how they can easily fit 200,000 people in downtown with almost no incidents. Matter of fact, I think the worst thing I heard last night was where a section of sidewalk perhaps got uprooted a little bit and some scooter riders got injured just outside of
footprint. You're making that part up.
But
there's no way.
But that one actually had nothing to do with the draft itself. But, you know, for a city to have 200,000 people downtown in one space in the public environment like that, Bill, and to have such little problems, even with some weather issues last night, thankfully no thunder, no lightning, so it didn't delay or put off any of the event. But it looked great down there, and you saw the view plenty of times from Riverfront Park all the way to the Baby Space Needle. There wasn't a single inch of space that wasn't occupied by a human being down there.
Amazing.
To enjoy the festivities. And again, Butch Spiridon, Nashville, you've done it. You still got two more days to go, and, you know, there's a lot more work to do. But as far as night number one goes, I would imagine a lot of people out there, Bill, probably at least tuned it in for a moment or two that listened to this show just to see what the 615 was looking like and what the optics were going to be. And when they ran that fly cam from First Avenue all the way up to Fifth Avenue, that's the shot that will be iconic, that will last forever. And Nashville, one night in, you've done a fantastic job. Now, as far as the draft itself, the players themselves and all of that, well, that's a whole other discussion, controversy, and I'll allow other people to deal with that. But the 615 itself, excellent job representing itself on an international stage and, again, proving why we are a world-class hospitality and entertainment city. We just know how to do it, Bill.
Now, I'm hearing that the bachelorettes are protesting because this is their territory.
No, it's not.
I mean, they own like late Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
No, Bill.
And they pay rent.
It's as easy as this. No, they rent hotel rooms in a city, and it's as easy as this. If you're too stupid to Google that Nashville is hosting the NFL draft and closing the entire city down this weekend, then you deserve what you get. And if you do arrive in a city, by the way, and you accidentally booked yourself into a town where there's a major three-day event that's taken over the whole thing, you got two options. You can, or get off the pot. So either stay here and enjoy Nashville and the festivities and the beautiful weather this weekend and get yourself some fake Titans t-shirt and go on down and have some beers, or get the hell out of town. Just go. You don't have to stay here.
Go to the borough.
Just because you booked a room in downtown Nashville doesn't mean you can't go down to Franktown, doesn't mean you can't go out to Bellevue. There you go. Have you a good bachelorette party in Bellevue. Plenty of things to do out that way.
Has anybody ever seen a pedal tavern down Main Street in Franklin? I haven't yet.
You will.
That day's coming.
You will? No. Are you kidding me? That Wilco money would never allow a gimmick to come to town. You know how much money Wilco would invest to keep away? As a matter of fact, Bill, I'm going to announce that I'm starting a pedal tavern service in Franklin just so I can collect that $1 million that they'll give me in a suitcase to say, just go away.
Yeah.
Just quietly disappear in the middle of the night. See, they don't tag you and put you in a hole in the ground. They give you a suitcase full of money and politely just ask you to go about your way. And you go down to Tulsa, and then you start your business with your new capital that you got from Wilco. I mean, we all know that's how it works. Wilco money will never allow. They tell you what kind of lamps you can have on the front of your house, for God's sakes, down in Wilco. They're not going to be allowing pedal taverns and giant shopping carts and rolling hot tubs and the giant John Deere tractor. How many more can I do? The pontoon barge. I'm trying to think if there's any more. The golf carts, the scooters. Is that eight? Did I just list off eight gimmicks?
I think so.
I see all of these outside the Omni every I did every
you
Saturday.
You see it way more than I do.
I hang out downtown. I hang out by the Baby Space.
You do.
And it looked good on TV last night. For everybody who was tuning into the draft, as you were seeing that long shot, you were seeing that weird-looking spire kind of on the left-hand side of the back corner of the shot. That's our old Baby Space Needle right there, our old wonderful studio. It looked good down there, Bill. People are having a good time. They're having fun. And, again, 615 represents.
Look good, man. I was proud of the city. It's That Shelby Street Bridge, they have those shots all the time. I remember as a kid riding over that bridge going to school, going to my elementary school, which was St. Bernard Non-Graded Academy, right over there by Vanderbilt. That's where I went. I remember my mom driving me over that bridge every morning to get to that school, that Shelby Street Bridge. He's on hold? All right. Let me do this. Can I take him? It's 13. I tell you what.
Hey, you set the time, man. It's your clock.
Yeah, I'm trying to be.
Manage it the way you want. Put Jay through the paces back there. Give him a little bit of training. You want to run the quarter long? Run the quarter long.
Tell you what, Cattleman, I want you to stay on hold. He's up at Keeneland. Cattleman's up there in Lexington betting the ponies right now. I don't know if he's betting them right now, but he's been up there betting the ponies.
He's betting something right now.
Correct. And I don't know if he's put down the dickel from last night either. We'll find that
Simple
out.
Simple answer, no.
So, Jay, let's do this. Let's take the break so I can be on time. Brad Powers, BradPowersSports.com with us next hour. Cosby Cattleman when we continue. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A wreck with injuries in Midtown on Church Street toward I-40 eastbound. 24 eastbound, still dealing with a wreck at Shelby Avenue. Should be cleared by 7:30. 65 south starts slowing at Dickerson Pike. To the North Loop, it's still recovering from an earlier wreck at the Trinity exit. Choose a career that makes a difference. Aim high, the United States Air Force. Log on to airforce.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
When tracking the domestic dust bunny, you commonly find them hiding under wardrobes next to lost socks.
Don't move too suddenly or they'll scurry off.
What's utterly fascinating about the dust bunny is that although they are not actually sentient creatures, when they hear that Geico not only saves people money, but also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating, it's obvious to them you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Oh no, it's the dust bunny's only natural predator. Run along, dust bunnies, run along.
911, what's your emergency?
This car, an SUV, it was going across, it went around the barrier, and the train. Oh, God.
Ma'am, did a train hit an SUV? Is that what happened?
Yes, the train is still going. The train is going, and the car, I can't believe it.
You can't judge the speed of an approaching train. That's why the signals are there. Stop. Trains can't. Paid for by NHTSA.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that 4-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
He spends more time staring at depth charts than any man in any universe ever. It's Bill King.
Omni Nashville Hotel. Although we're not there. We are at the Ted Rhodes Golf Course. This is the 10th annual TSU Golf Tournament. Looking forward to it. Rod Reed, bottom of the hour, the head coach, is the Cosby Cattleman. Prepared to enter these airwaves. Cosby Cattleman, are you there? No? No? We've got Jeff in the borough. Is that right? Hello?
What's going on, Bill?
Jeff, what are you doing, man? Can you believe the Titans took a guy with an ACL?
No, I can't. Well, I can believe it because it's the Titans.
They
took Tyrone Calico, so we know they can't draft.
Who they found on Music Row asleep in a car in a back alley.
What's that now?
Didn't they find him, like, on top of a car back in Music Row?
They probably found him in a semi-pro game, Bill, where they found him at. That's probably his franchise. His franchise has been in existence 60 years, and they still can't win a championship. And the guy said last night on the one of the stations, said, well, we want to see that Lombardi Trophy down Broadway. And when's that going to be, 2100? It's never going to happen. So the dream last night and is having that draft here. And it started raining last night. I was hoping the lightning bolt would come down and scatter everybody. But
God, Jeff, why the bitterness, man? Why the hate?
Because, you know.
And you live here.
I ain't got no problem. I mean, Nashville, you know, they just take things out of proportion. I mean, it's just like, you know, this thing they think it's the Super Bowl all over or something. I don't know what their deal is. And like you said, Bill, the Titans can't draft. They draft a guy that's tore his knee up. Then he gets in a fight in high school, and ESPN shows that. And now this morning I hear ESPN's getting slammed for showing it, the fight he got in with his mother and his sister or something in high school when he pleaded no contest to it. And now ESPN's getting slammed for showing it. You know, he shouldn't have gotten involved in it in the first place. He should have just left it alone, but he didn't do that. So, I mean, you know, and the Titans took a chance on him, and, you know, that's the way the Titans are. That's their M.O. is this stuff. So, I mean, I won't be surprised if two years from now he'll be out of the league and they'll be starting all over trying to find him a quarterback. I saw Marcus Mariota up there, and last night before the draft started, and he was talking about them. Roger Goodell was talking about the excellence of these football players. I think the only excellent ones up there were Joe Green and Tim Brown. I don't know what Marcus Mariota's done to have any kind of excellence. I don't know what he's ever done, so I don't know what that deal is. But, you know, two Hall of Famers up there, and Tim Brown and Joe Green. But I'll just say this, Bill, watched a little bit of it last night. I wanted to see where Josh Allen went. He went to the Jaguars, got to number 7. I thought he might go to the Raiders, but, you know, that's just the way it goes. And I saw your tweet about Cutcliffe, Bill. I guess the Duke quarterbacks do it again.
Yep. God's gift to football got his quarterback drafted really high because he knows the Mannings. That was a good story. I love that Manning Cutcliffe story. It's never been told before. I love it.
Jeff,
you need to get the hate out of your heart, man. Do you need a priest? I've got a priest
no,
you can
I
go
don't
see.
Need, I don't need anything, Bill. I just, you know, yeah. it's just you know, Nashville goes overboard with everything they do, and you know, like a friend of mine,
well,
he was a big.
What do you want to do? Do this event in the borough?
I'm going to tell you, Bill, the friend of mine. Huh? What's that now?
You want to do this event in the borough? What's your problem?
I don't want to do it in the borough. I don't want to know in the borough. No, I'm just saying a friend of mine, he's a big Chiefs fan, and of course he knew the draft was here, and he told me, I told him everything was going on in Nashville. And he said, why don't they just do it outside in the stadium? I said, well, I don't know why they can't. I mean, just do it in the stadium and have the players out there. But, you know, I don't know why they didn't. I don't know what the deal is there. But, you know, it's going to be two more days, and the weather is going to be nice, so people can get out and have fun, and the draft will be over for another year, and I don't know where it's going next year. But, you know, watch it. I did like it last night, but hoping that
Vegas.
Josh Allen can help the Jaguars, and maybe he'll terrorize Mariota next year. And when they play this fall, maybe Josh Allen will sack Mariota about 5 or 6 times.
All right, I'm building the wall, Jeff. I'm sick of this. I'm building the wall on you, man.
Well,
I'm today at noon, I'm building the wall. Okay? You just
– well.
If you don't want to be behind that wall, you need to get out of your house. Okay.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see, Bill, on the rest of it. So, like I said, the Titans took a shot, and we have to wait and see what happens. But enjoy it, Bill.
Are you on Twitter? I've got a guy. Literally, you have people that are here's a guy. Martin says, "I'm with Jeff." What's his Twitter handle? I don't believe you have fans. How could you have fans?
I'm not on any. I'm not on any social media, but I did see Robin the 210's tweet yesterday about the stolen car. So I do appreciate that. So I did see that about that. So and also one final thing, Bill, your Dodgers got the last game of the series yesterday. They beat the Cubs 2-1.
Oh, I'm relieved. I'm glad you told me that. I was worried about that.
They got the last.
I was thinking about that on the way in this morning.
Got the last game of the series, Bill. Have a great weekend. See you.
All right. Bye. Yeah. We got to do something. That's the last straw right there. I can't have that. I can't have that happening on the show right there, Jeff. But I, you know what? Every time I say that, Charlie, I'm not kidding. People will tweet me. He's got a fan club. This guy, Jeff in the Borough, has a fan club. What is it? You folks, you tell me. What is it about what he just said that attracts you to him? That's not possible.
Look, I understand stirring the pot. and doing that just for effect. But seriously, what is the problem? Nashville, Bill, you're from here. You can agree or disagree with me this. Is Nashville based on being an entertainment and hospitality city?
Yes.
Isn't that the main trade
correct
that we practice here? Isn't downtown Nashville designed to be a tourist trap? Yeah?
Correct.
Then when you have an opportunity to have an event that brings in over 200,000 people that are going to spend money on parking, gimmicks, boots, hats, beers,
spirits,
food, all of these things.
Yeah.
When you have an opportunity to do that, why is that a negative for the city to bring a bunch of revenue in for doing nothing other than putting up some gates down there along Broadway? I mean, essentially, we use the asphalt, the sidewalk, and the buildings that already exist, built the stage at the bottom of Broadway, and had an event that brought in over 200,000 people that, for the most part, it rained. Nobody had an issue with that. There didn't seem to be any major problems. So I don't understand what the negativity and the problem is with that. Moving it over to Nissan Stadium, here's why they didn't do that, Jeff. Nissan Stadium holds 67,000 total people. Downtown Nashville holds over 200,000 people. And Nissan Stadium also is a part of the draft because that's where they're doing a whole bunch of other stuff. I get it. Jeff likes to stir the pot. He likes to call in and do his round table and go this, that, or the other thing. But, you know. Build that wall, Bill.
What about the lightning bolt thing? What's up with that?
See, that's what I don't understand. Like, why would you want a mass panic situation in downtown Nashville where lightning would strike the stage and 200,000 people who are penned in would have to go scrambling? I mean, you know. You're just being an a-hole when you say something like that. And that's my personal opinion and no one else's and not the station's responsibility. But I think when you make a comment like, I wish lightning would have struck an open air crowd of 200,000 people in my town, I think you're a real a-hole for saying something like that, and I'll just leave it at that.
That's some true hate right there from Jeff. Did we lose the Cosby Cattleman?
Think so.
What is it about the Cosby Cattleman where he doesn't like to hang on? If I go to a break, he can't hang on for 3 minutes. He won't hang on. I'm just... Jeff in Ashland City said, Jeff from the borough, I'm on the bandwagon. Hawkeye Jason, Bill, Jeff in the borough is bitter. How do you think the listeners feel when you tease us with Cosby Cattleman and then we get Jeff in the borough? Well, yeah, I mean, I didn't mean for that to happen. It just happened. Lesson learned today. And the Cosby Cattleman's been calling this show for many years. Before Crazy Charlie moved to the 615, he was calling this show. And then he took about 12 years off. But you can't go to a break with the Cosby Cattleman on hold. I knew that, and I risked it, and I lost. I take the L here. The GOAT from the beautiful Emerald Coast checking in this morning says, Bill, the Jags continue to build on the D. They get a great pickup with Josh Allen. The GOAT looks for the Jags to take a wide receiver next. He says lots of good talent at wide receiver out there left over.
See what also happened now, Bill? See what Jeff has done? Now you're discussing draft picks from NFL teams for the future. As if you or anyone in this audience cares.
Correct.
And GOAT, I understand you care about the Jacksonville Jaguars, but we don't even care about the Titans on this show. And they happen to be based less than a half mile from our studio.
Correct.
So why in the hell would we care about the Jacksonville Jaguars defense, their draft picks, or anything else involved in the NFL? You can be a Jeff in the Borough fan, but don't follow up on his topics. That's not what we're discussing here.
Josh Reed
coming up.
Yeah, Rod Reed's coming up. Josh Allen, though, is a hell of a story from Kentucky. Wasn't recruited by anybody. Ended up at Kentucky and now is going to make lots of money. Good for him, man. Now, I was happy for the city last night. What a night. The only thing missing, Charlie, and this is my fault, I should have had somebody in the audience, the 200 and something thousand member audience that was downtown, hold up a commitment sign somewhere. That's my fault because I should have set that up.
We've got two more days.
Well, that's true. It's not over.
Somebody go grab the banner out of the studio, take it on down the street, hold it up. You know where all the camera angles are now. You saw it all last night. Easy to find.
So the SEC had 9 taken. Is that right? I think I'm right. Somebody bean count me there. ACC and the Big Ten had 7. I think that's right. Somebody bean count me on that one, too.
I can bean count this one for you. Clemson had 3 defensive linemen taken in the top 17 picks in the first round.
When Chucky took Cleveland Farrell number 4, that set off a massive D-line run.
Yes.
And probably is one of the reasons why the Titans might have, I don't know, panicked. They'll never admit to this, but did what they did with their number. What was there, the 19th pick?
19th, yeah. And I was really hoping that Wilkinson was going to make it all the way down there. I think he would have maybe been the player they took, but didn't work out that way. And, well, now we've got a whole different situation here. But, yeah, 3 Clemson D linemen taken in the first round, and that was something that we had been talking about all year long, Bill, that there was a potential for 4. I think number 4 will get drafted, possibly as soon as today. But to see 3 D linemen from one school go all in the top 17 picks, fairly impressive for an ACC school.
Where did Pretty Boy go? Did they take him yet?
Oh, everybody took him with their number 1 overall selection. Yeah, they went ahead and put a marker on that one.
Because he would have gone number 1.
Just reserve that.
Last night would not have been a debate if he would have been available.
If Trevor Lawrence had been available for the draft right. Last night, you're right about that.
We're not even discussing the what might have happened.
Kyler Murray, heck of a talent, but not as far as a franchise quarterback. I do not believe he's anywhere near what Trevor Lawrence will be in 2 years when he goes number 1 overall.
Cosby Cattleman after the break, and we have the coach, Rod Reed, with us, and then you can get in. Brad Powers from out in Vegas, top of hour number 3, 888-702-5494. Coach Rod Reed, as we continue, Omni Nashville Hotel.
A couple of wrecks in Midtown, one on Hillsborough Pike, another on Church Street toward I-40 East. Almost done clearing a wreck on 24 East at Shelby Avenue along the East Bank. Ellington Parkway still slow southbound, starting at Douglas, going down towards Spring Street. Mayfest at Obergatlinburg, a traditional German celebration of spring. Dance around the Maypole May 17th through the 25th. Log on to obergatlinburg.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
I used to leave voicemails for myself because the only one I could trust to get something done right was me.
Hey, you, it's me. Remember to order safety goggles and grab some milk on your way home.
But now I use Grainger. Grainger's got the technical support you'd expect from America's number one source for industrial-grade supplies. They're in the business of helping my business, so no more talking to myself. Now I talk to Grainger because when it comes to keeping your business running, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
As we watch the suburban garden gnome carefully, carefully without disturbing it, we notice that it moves like not at all. It's inanimate and utterly without brain function. But despite that, when a garden gnome hears about how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, it's clear to them you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. But on second thoughts, maybe don't watch garden gnomes too carefully. People might talk.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Tennessee. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Cloudy through mid-morning, then clearing with a high near 71 degrees. Northwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. And as we move through Friday night, clear with a low around 46. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Jimmy O'Neill.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Yeah.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, this is the 10th annual tee off with the Tigers, Tennessee State University football benefit golf tournament. And Coach Rod Reed, you started this back in 09?
09, yes.
So 10 years.
10 years. This has been a really good event for us. The numbers look a little down this year, but we're going to have some fun with it. Got a great sponsor with Freeman Webb Mortgage. Yep. They always do a really good job supporting the program. But it is a good event for us. It helps us do some things around campus that we need to do to stay relevant.
What'd you think about – we'll get to TSU, but how much did you get to watch last night of Nashville and the draft and all of that?
I tell you what, man, I was overwhelmed just by – I didn't go down there. I was watching it on television. I had to pick my son up, and he had to get home and get some homework done. But, man, just watching it, 200,000 people, that was unbelievable. And it just shows that, you know, the city of Nashville is booming and hungry for sports around here, man.
Why is it that defensive linemen are so coveted?
I'll tell you what, if you can win up front, you can win. If you look at, what we're trying to do even over at my place, man, we're trying to get those defensive linemen in there. You got to be able to stay fresh and rotate those guys in and out. The game is won up front. The best pass defense is a pass rush. You know, you talk about passing offense and getting pressure on the passer, the RPO stuff. Those guys are invaluable up there.
You got a new offensive coordinator.
Uh-huh.
Talk about it.
Well, you know, Shannon is a guy that was around last year. He was doing some consulting. He had been at a couple of places where the offense is really high power. He does some up-tempo stuff, and those were some of the stuff that we wanted to gravitate to. And he brings a lot of emotion. He's a TSU former quarterback, and, we're really excited to have him.
What are y'all – is he going to stick with – the scheme, or is he allowed to do what's best for the personnel?
We always do what's best for the personnel, but you know, we're going to stick pretty much close to what we were doing last year. He's added a few wrinkles that I think are really exciting for our offense. We're trying to get the ball into our playmakers' hands a little bit more, that via run or pass or jet sweep or screen. There's a lot of more elements to the offense this year, and I'm really excited about that.
Do any of these new rules, like the overtime rule, does that affect you?
Nah. I mean, when I'm in regulation, you don't have to worry about it.
Right.
It does.
No, I understand, what do you know? Do you already know what you're going to do once you get to a fifth overtime?
You got to prepare. You got to prepare for that. You really do. And, we work those things, two-point plays, overtime plays.
Right.
We even script the first four plays of an overtime, you know, to see what they're going to come out in and what they're going to do. And you try to throw a little different wrinkle at them when you get to that point. It'll be something that they hadn't seen all game.
So you guys going into every game will have overtime plays scripted.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you want those plays to be something that you haven't shown either during the season or during that game.
Or either very much that game. You know, it could have been something.
Right.
It's not going to be something that we're going to major in for that game. But you got to have a little something special for your two-point plays in overtime situations.
See, because and speaking of David Cutcliffe, and he had a quarterback taken quick last night, Daniel Jones out of Duke. But the very first guy that ever told me, that's when David and I were actually speaking. We don't speak a lot. But when we were actually speaking, he told me many decades ago, down there on the goal line, whether it's overtime or just in the red zone.
Right.
Think players, not plays.
Think players, not plays. That's right. I got that written on my calendar.
Right.
I write it every month. You know, in critical situations.
People overthink those things.
You know, think players, not plays. A couple of years ago, you know, we were in a situation down in Eastern Illinois, and we were in a timeout and saying what play we were going to run. I said, whatever play gets the ball to Patrick Smith.
That's right.
So, you got to think about your studs in those critical situations, those guys that are playmakers, you know, kids like Stephen Newbold, kids like Chris Rowland. You want to be able to get the ball in their hands as many times as possible. And then when you do get in a critical situation, you got to have one or two people that you can put your hang your hat on that they're going to go get it for you.
Chris Rowland played at Ravenwood.
Yes.
And I watched him probably his last 2-3 years. I saw him. A bowling ball with speed, basically, is what we're talking about.
Right, right.
I mean, dude is tough as nails. And I know I talked to you about this in the past, but not specifically. Did you have some people doubt him or suggest to you that you shouldn't take him?
Oh, yeah.
I thought so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And
I love that kid. God, I love that kid.
I got a chance to – I think what really did it for me, I went and watched him play live against Whitehaven in a playoff game, and the kid just took over the game. I think he returned the kickoff for a touchdown right before the half when they were pretty much out of it. Whitehaven may have been up by two touchdowns. Then he came out and, he kind of put on the show. And I was like, man, this kid is a winner. You know, he's a playmaker, and we got to have him on our campus. So
he and surprisingly, speed-wise, you might not think it if you see him, but this guy has a little extra burst about him.
Yeah, he does. He can change gears. You know, he's very shifty, and it's not often that you see a kid that's shifty, you know, both ways with straight line speed and quickness, and he can do a little bit of both of them. So we're excited to have him on our team.
Didn't his brother play for you too or not?
His brother still plays for us.
Okay.
Seth is one of our running backs.
Okay.
He does a really good job for us, and he'll see some carries this fall also.
What's happening at quarterback?
Well, going into the spring, we had Michael Hughes and Cameron Rosendahl, battling at that quarterback position. And they came out of that thing in the dead heat. And Cam may be a little bit ahead. And Cam was a kid that came in from Georgia Military. Michael was a starter last year. And Demery Croft did not participate in spring ball. And he's
Minnesota kid, right?
The Minnesota kid.
Yeah.
And, he'll gain an extra year back because he only played four games last year with that injury and with the shortened season that we had. So we're excited about our quarterback situation. We're going to have some competition there, and it's three really quality guys at that position.
Sounds like it. So talk to me about this event today.
Well, I mean, it's an event. Supports the Tiger Paw Program, which is a 501c3 foundation, TSU foundation, that's restricted for football. It helps us, get out and do some extra recruiting. It helps us do things in the program that we need to do, bring kids in the summer, pay for summer school for our kids. So it's a really big event for us, and we're fortunate to have it and fortunate to have the support that we have behind it.
You do. I tell you what, this is a fantastic event. You were talking about it earlier. Starting to really clear up out here. It's going to be windy, but it's going to be about 70 degrees. Nice day to play.
Going to be a beautiful day, man. I mean, anything other than the last, I want to say, 3 or 4 years, it's been raining the whole tournament. So I was excited when I woke up to see just a little drizzle this morning. And look at Channel 5, and old Leland Stadium said that it was going to clear out of here and get up to about 70, just a little bit of wind. We can deal with the wind.
So Charlie was saying tonight downtown there's going to be even more people. So I assume you're going to go down in there, right?
If my son wants to go and venture into those waters, we'll probably go down there and take a look at it. But it'll be later. My daughter is in a play over at Brentwood Academy, so I got to support both ends. So when I get done with this today, I'm going to get over there to see her in her play, and then we're going to probably roll down there a little bit.
Is that where you have your kids in school, BA?
Well, my son goes to MBA.
Oh, is that right?
And my daughter goes to VA.
Boy, how do you – I mean, geographically now, they're not that – but they're not close either.
Well, my daughter drives now. She's a junior.
So she can get there.
So
okay.
She can get there. And then my son, he hitches a ride. He got to get up. He's got to be an early riser. He get up with me early in the morning, and we get him over there.
So you got a Brentwood Academy and an MBA. Wow.
Yeah, that causes for a few interesting conversations in the house.
Big-time rivals there. They have been playing – they used to scrimmage. Did they still – well, I don't think they do because they play, but they used to scrimmage in the summer.
Right.
And I'm talking about back in the early 80s.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, early 80s, they would scrimmage, and, boy, those scrimmages were nasty too now.
I tell you what, it is a rivalry, and, my daughter comes home sometimes because my son's a pretty good athlete, and so she'll only get to – and she's a cheerleader for Brentwood Academy, so – hopefully they got 1 year that she's going to have to cheer against him.
Oh, man. Coach, always good to see you, my friend.
All right, thanks for having
me. Yes, sir. All right.
I appreciate
always
you.
Always good. Coach Rod Reed with us, and we've got the event today for Tennessee State University football, and it's going to be here at the Ted Rhodes Golf Course. A lot of people expected to come down here. Nice weather day, too. Yeah, very, very nice weather day. If you want to catch us, 888-702-5494. If you'd like to check in. And on Twitter, @BillIsKing. Yeah, on Twitter, @BillIsKing if you'd like to, by way of social media, check in. Hawkeye Jason says, first round draft picks, 2019 National Championship, 6. Next is the Outback Bowl with 5. So he's talking about Clemson and Alabama combined. Jason is in that game. Couple of others. Jeff, too. No surprise, Bama Clemson had the most picks of any other college team in last night's draft. A shock was Mississippi State having 3 picks in the first round. Before last night, in the last 22 years, Mississippi State had a total of 2 first-round picks. I would have gone, if I'm sitting there at 19, and no, the Titans didn't call me and ask me what I would have done. I would have gone with Montez Sweat there. That's just me, though. I'm just saying. That's what I would have done. Anything else here on Twitter that stands out? Not really. You folks need to bring your A game this morning. We lost to Cosby Cattleman. If he's still monitoring up at Keeneland, you can dial us back up. Hey, Brad Powers, bradpowersports.com, is coming up. That's hour number 3. If you have a question for Brad, hashtag AskBP. Hashtag AskBP. And we'll get it on these airwaves. 888-702-5494. Tickets at Primo Seats. Primo Seats for all of your ticket needs. PrimoSeats.com. Use the name Bill is King. Take that name. Put it in the promo code box. That'll get you a discount of about 5%. Tickets to any sporting event. Tickets to concerts. You name it. If there's a ticket need, go to Primo Seats. You're going to like the pricing. You're going to like the customer relations. PrimoSeats.com. We'll take one more break. Hour number 2. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A wreck in Belcher, 65 southbound at Briley Parkway East in Midtown. A disabled vehicle blocking part of West End Avenue at 24th Avenue North. On the other side of town, watch for a wreck in Hermitage on Central Pike in front of Summit Hospital near the I-40 Eastern exit ramp. Prince's Hot Chicken, the original, authentic Nashville Hot Chicken. 5814 Nolensville Pike in South Nashville. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-204-0145 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-204-0145 to take your call now. Call 800-204-0145. That's 800-201-0145. Again, 800-204-0145.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire.
The Rockies have won 8 of their last 10 games, and they're averaging 5.5 runs, 9.7 hits per game during that streak. Max Fried to the mound for the Braves today. He's 3-0 with a 1.38 ERA. Braves and Rockies at SunTrust Park. The total is 8.5 over. The Cincinnati Reds are 19-5 to the under this season, including going under in 9 of their last 10 games. They're plus 130 moneyline underdogs at the St. Louis Cardinals today. The total at Busch Stadium, 8.5 flat. Joey Logano and Brad Keselowski have won 6 of the last 8 races at Talladega. They're the 8-1 co-favorites on Sunday. For VSiN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
I'm in my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. We're at the Ted Rhodes Golf Course, TSU. Golf tournament benefiting the football program. Brad Powers with us next hour. 888-702-5494. We are a bit self-serving this morning. It's not that way every show, but we are this morning because we're proud of the 615. The draft was here. I did not venture down there. Not a chance. No way. But my daughter did. Yeah, she went. Matter of fact, she came home from school early to head down there early afternoon. So they were down there for several hours hanging out in that crowd. But, yeah, what a scene. And Crazy Charlie was talking about it. That mob of fans is exactly where the Baby Space Needle is, where we were located. We were housed there, Charlie, what, about 4 years? Something like, I don't know how many years, but something like that. Five? Okay. Yeah, that's where we were housed on this show for several years. A half decade, we were right there. Where all those people were is where we had to walk down Broadway to get to the Baby Space Needle every morning. Yeah. And try and find a actually, we complained about it, but actually the parking wasn't that bad. We could always find a slot somewhere. I parked behind, there's a church right back there in the corner. They would always let me park back in there, too. They never got me, man. I never got in any trouble back in there parking. But anyways, those were some days. Those were some days. So, looking at it, what's up, man? How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Bill King?
I've been well. If you listen to the radio station, a lot of the imaging is done with this guy right here. I don't even know his name, but this is his voice right here. Here he is.
Jake Wild, production director, Nashville Sports Radio.
That's right.
I build all the little doodads with Charlie's help, of course, because he's the senior producer, and I couldn't get any of the cool, nifty audio that you guys do without him.
So you're playing. You're actually a good golfer.
We try.
There's
we do
Adam.
Our best.
There's Adam right there. I don't know.
No, we're out here going to have a good time for the TSU Tee Off for Tigers tournament. Last year, I won that golf bag right out there.
Did you really?
Yeah, I got closest to the pin on number 9 last year, so we're feeling pretty good. A little blustery. Conditions are a little blustery. We played yesterday for my kids' school, Good Pasture. We played in the Cougar Classic yesterday at Hermitage. Did okay. Shot a 60. I'm here for the food. Because they've got the smokers out already, yeah, so I know that when I'm done.
I know a little something about that, by the way.
Look, Bill, you're killing me on social media. I mean, I love your knowledge of sports, and you are without a doubt. You've probably forgotten more about college sports than I've ever learned in my life.
Than you've ever considered thinking
right about.
Yeah.
But that's not why I follow you. I follow you because, dude, you're like this hidden little chef. You're like this guy who's like, if you really want good tips on how to properly season and cook meat, follow Bill King on social media.
Had you even heard of something called a pellet grill before
No,
me?
I'd never had, to be honest with you. Have you tried one of the eggs?
No, Barrett Salee and people like that have told me I need to get one. I've never had one. Okay. I hear they're great.
You're a smoker guy, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you prefer, you would prefer the smoke.
Correct. I like the wood in the meat.
Now, what kind of wood are you using?
Well, now, in the past, it would be mesquite, maybe apple, cherry, but the pellet theory is they take the sawdust from the wood and they make pellets out of it. That's a pellet grill. And it's okay. Little pellets. Matter of fact, when I first got my delivery in these bags, my daughter comes in and says, why do we have horse food in the garage? We don't have horses anymore. So it looks like animal food.
Like hamster food,
correct,
or something. Yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
But it's wood, little pellets made out of sawdust.
That technology is crazy.
It's ridiculous.
It's absolutely
insane.
It is.
And it's, with that technology, you literally can set your smoker to a temperature and walk off as long as you don't run out of fuel.
Mm-hmm.
And it sits there at the same spot the whole time rather than you throwing wood in there constantly trying to get the temperature to behave.
Now, see, I'm a big meat guy in the kitchen, right? Like I like a good,
correct.
I like a good cast iron skillet, filet or ribeye kind of a thing.
Yeah.
My next man purchase is going to be a grill, and I think I'm going to get a smoker grill combo kind of a thing.
You can get those anywhere.
I'm just going to have to follow you a little more closely, and I'm going to be sending you direct messages on how to do things, because I'm telling you, Bill is king not just about college sports, but college football. Bill is king when it comes to the smoked meats.
Now, you can get – I have the really big bull, but I've got the small one called the RT340, which has got – it's got collapsible. You have no idea what I'm talking
about. The RT340 – it's
that
a grill.
Like something on Star Trek, right?
The XQ-14 space modulator.
Correct. This has collapsible legs. That might be something you want to get.
Okay.
And it's a lot less expensive than the bull. The bull is pricey.
You gotta grab the bull. What's your favorite meat to smoke?
Well, I mean, when we do that, it's always brisket. Now, my kids, I got seven kids. They prefer ribs. But I'm a brisket guy.
Now, have you ever thought about doing like a rib loin to do some smoked prime rib?
I haven't done that.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't done it.
What about rubs? You do rubs, you do marinades?
Both. But mainly rubs. But just because I'm lazy. I just want to be able to throw something on the meat.
Well, I saw your box of rub that someone sent you. And when I opened it up, I almost stole a bottle of it.
Oh, well, Greg did, actually. There were three in there. No, Alan from Tampa sent that. It was from a place called Black's in Austin, Texas.
Okay.
And it's a very famous rub. And he sent it to me, ordered it for me, Alan in Tampa, and sent it here. And it sat at the station because, as you know, I haven't been to the station twice in my life.
I've seen you maybe once.
Correct. So,
Greg. But I'm only there 2 hours a day, so.
No, but Greg got tired of looking at the box, so he took some out of there.
You can only put that stuff out. You can only put radio swag out there for so long before the rest of us urchins come crawling in and going, hey, whose stuff is this?
So what he ended up doing is he said, if you give me one of those shakers, so to speak, I will get you something from the Southern. So he got me some seasoning from the Southern.
Nice.
So at least he paid me back. Yeah.
Another great place.
Yeah.
He got me this bottle of Texas ketchup. It's called Texas ketchup. I didn't realize how absolutely smokingly spicy that stuff was until I poured it all.
Yeah.
I thought it was maybe just flavored ketchup, so I went ahead and just poured it all over my hot dog.
So are you playing with Adam?
Yes.
And what about Music City Todd? Is he playing or not?
I don't think Music City Todd is playing because he's dealing with the day after the draft and everything down there. But we've got the Hillbilly on Monday that Adam will be playing in on Monday as well. Hopefully Adam's loosened up because I need amazing golf ball whacker guy today.
How long is he off the tee? I know he's long, but how long?
I'll tell you this. Ben Hogan said it about Jack Nicklaus back in the 60s, and I say it about Adam. He plays a game with which I am unfamiliar. He plays a different level of golf, Adam Johnson does. If you play a regular round of golf with him, it took me a month of playing golf with him before I got over how absolutely destructive he is off the tee. Because you just stand there and go, Did he just drive that 340 yards? And then he'll look at you and go, I came off the toe. I came off the hosel. And it's like, dude, you're... We'll be right back.
Sports Radio. WNCC.